Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just trying to help people out there, Josh. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Treasurer Maria Pappas, how are you?
I'm always good, Dave. How are you?
I am tremendous.
Yeah, lots of news, so sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let me...
I got news at the bottom of the hour. You got 11 minutes. Go.
Good news, man. Let me start with good news.
Go ahead.
So you know, here's the really good news. We have the most sophisticated financial systems known to mankind. We've had 87 countries come in to see it. And one of the things that we've been able to do is program when people overpay. When people overpay. So believe it or not, this year, $54 million worth of overpayments came through to my office. But what we did was, when the first payment came through, we recorded it. When the second guy came through to pay, we blocked him from paying. So those are mostly mortgage companies who are buying and selling mortgages so quickly that our records are more accurate than theirs. So we stopped that. But aside from that, starting this week and for the next 3 months, here's the headline. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas sending more than $47 million in automatic refunds to homeowners. One of your listeners may be one of those 53,000 people in Cook County getting some of the $47 million back. So how does that happen? Roughly 16,000 homeowners who pay their property taxes online are going to get back $14 million deposited either to their bank or their credit card accounts. How does that happen? If you overpay me, my team is so good, they know not only that you overpaid, but they know your routing number. So what we do is we get 16,000 letters together. We send the money back to your bank account, and we send you a letter saying, hey, David Hochberg, this is Maria Pappas. Check your bank account. There's $5,000 in it. You overpaid. So another 22,000 mistakenly overpaid because the mortgage company paid and they paid. And David, you know this better than anybody. How does that happen? You're a first-time homeowner. You set up an escrow account. What happens? Your bill comes on March 1st. You think it's due. You pay it. You forgot that you had an escrow. Now I'm sitting on two of those payments. We're also sending, believe it or not, 22,241 homeowners who double paid through a bank mortgage escrow account are going to get a refund check back. I'm sending them a check back, and I'm saying,
Hello,
David Hochberg.
Hold on. Automatically?
In the today is your... What?
Is that being done? You know, because the old system used to take up to 8 to 10 weeks, as you used to know. This is coming back. You've streamlined it enough where you've identified the double payment, and you're going to send it back automatically?
Yeah, I'm sending it back automatically.
Wow. That's
the problem, there's only one glitch, whatever you want to call it. The county mainframe can only do 500 checks a day.
Jeez.
So we're sending out 500 a day. It's going to take 3 months to get all this back. But these people have no idea that they've overpaid.
Wow.
Now, listeners, go to cookcountytreasurer.com. It is the most visited website in government. We've had as many as 2 million people a month come to this site. Why would anybody go to this site? You go to the site, in the middle of the site is a small purple box, and the purple box says property tax overview. You put in your address. Do not put in north, south, east, or west. Just put in your address. You're going to know you're in the right place. We've made this third grade proof because a picture of your house, your lot, or your commercial building is going to show up. So you don't have to be nervous. You know you're in the right place. You scroll down, and it's going to tell you if you're one of these people who's getting back some of the $47 million. You scroll down a little bit more. On top of this $47 million, going back 20 years, if you owned the house, I'm sitting on another $80 million
Wow.
in double payments. How in the world does that happen? It's easy. Here's what happens. It happened to me. I buy a place. I'm the new treasurer. I'm nervous. It's the last day. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot to pay. I pay the week before my husband paid. Believe it or not, yep. Husband and wives each pay, all right? And then 5 or 6 months later, you trying to balance your checking book, and you say, hey, wait a minute. There's two payments here gone out to the treasurer. I got to get one back. So that happens often. The other huge reason for double payments is refinancings. Before the interest rates went up, as you know, there were a ton of refinancing. So you get to this closing, and they put, like, you know, 30 pages of paper in front of you. You don't know what you're signing. You don't want to look stupid. You just keep signing. But what you were signing is that each of the finance companies were going to pay the tax payment. Now, you get a bill, David, and you also pay.
Right, triple
so
pay.
In my office, it's bidding three payments. My website, if you put in your home address, your commercial address, or your vacant land address, will tell you, going back 20 years, whether or not you overpaid. Punch. Apply here. You can apply online. That's the 4 to 6 weeks that you're talking about. These are old overpayments. If you continue to scroll down, there is another section which is called exemptions. Exemptions are something that not everyone understands. So quickly, a homeowner, you have to have lived in the house for a year. For every year, going back 4 years, it's roughly $500 a year. So if you're a first-time homeowner and you're not getting a homeowner's exemption and you've lived in the house for a year, okay, you're entitled to $500 off your tax bill. If you're a senior who has not gotten it, it goes back 4 years. You have to be over 65. And if you're a senior who's over 65 and making under $65,000, you are entitled to 4 years of that. So think about this. All over the city, there are ethnics, there are elderly people who have no idea what an exemption is. Because you don't wake up in Cook County in the morning and get out of bed, especially with inflationary problems, health problems, Social Security problems, water bill problems, electric problems, phone bill problems, say, did I get an exemption? It just doesn't happen. So we are educating people. They come to this website and they're like, OMG, I missed my homeowners for 4 years. I missed my senior for 4 years. I missed my senior freeze for 4 years. Guess what? Pappas has got to cough up $6,000.
That's awesome.
And we do it, and we do it all the time.
Let me ask you a question about
another.
About
million there.
About seniors, do you have a feel, and we only have like 3 minutes left, Maria, do you have a feel how many Cook County homeowners qualify for the senior exemption? Because Don Liebsker is coming up next, and he's going to talk about our listeners with disability and who are on limited income and on government subsidies, you know, what they could do to help themselves get out of a jam.
I know when I don't know, so I can call
ballpark?
You and tell you for your program next week, and you can announce it on air.
Okay, but
I need to make a couple, like, really important announcements.
Okay, go.
You got to take your hat off to Don Harmon. He went to Springfield, and he got the due date, which is normally March 1st, which is 55% of what you've already paid. He got it extended to April 1st.
That's due date
will be April 1st. So don't call my office and don't come in. You're going to get a bill on or around March 1st, payable April 1st.
First installment of taxes.
I'll ask it for you. What about the August due date?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It is highly unlikely. My grandmother would have to come up out of her grave for those bills to go out and be payable August 1st. Why? The Cook County Assessor is roughly 2.5 months behind getting those numbers to the Board of Review. So if he can't get them there on time, the next group can't get them to the next group on time and the next group on time and the next group on time, so they don't go out on time. We have all of the paper printed. We are ready to go. We are ready to print the bills right now. We can't. Listen up. You cannot print bills if you don't have numbers. Why don't you have numbers? Because of the number of appeals. So, last statement. Don't you think, Mr. Hochberg, it would be a good idea if there are these many thousands of appeals that someone would sit down, like the Cook County Assessor, and say, you know what? Is there something wrong with something I'm doing? How about that?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's something wrong here, you know?
So yeah, yeah, but you know it as well as I do.
Statement.
Hang on.
I will call you next week. I will text you and tell you how many seniors there are. Go to cookcountytreasurer.com. Look up what I just told you, and incidentally, it will tell you your billing address. If your billing address is wrong and you're not getting your bill, you can change that online. You can change it online. If your parents are out, or if you're out of state and your parents are in state and they're elderly, we will email you their bill. Or if the U.S. Post Office isn't delivering, get to cookcountytreasurer.com, download your bill the same way you would download a boarding pass to get on an airplane. Do you have any more questions?
No, I just want to leave with this. I've slammed Fritz Kagi on this station and other stations for being Mr. Transparency and not being able to find him anywhere to answer any questions. I'd love to invite him onto this show to answer the question, why are we still behind after what you went through last year? And the other thing, I just want to applaud you, because in the past, when a double payment was made on taxes, we'd have to get proof of the double payment from the bank that made the payment and the canceled check. It would take 8 to 12 weeks to get a refund. You putting that into overdrive and doing it automatically is a huge benefit for homeowners in Cook County, and my hat's off to you for doing that and doing such a yeoman's job. And one question is, why aren't you running with all of the knuckleheads and the nine schmucks that are running for mayor? Why aren't you running for mayor to clean the city up?
Because I would have won, and I know I would have won. I'm watching those debates, and I say to myself, you could have been the next mayor.
Yes.
It's like the ultimate clown show. I'm embarrassed.
Right.
Really.
And we all are. So
it is what it is.
As a homeowner and
nobody knows. Go figure this one out. Imagine this, and you know how many people I know, and you know how many people come to my counter, and you know how often I'm out.
Yes.
Everyone I talk to, when I say to them, who are you going to vote for, Mayor? Inevitably, people look at me and say, I don't know. What does that tell you?
Right. That we're in massive trouble here.
What does that mean?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it speaks volumes is what it means. It means that this city is so screwed up that we have no effective leadership except for you. And you're the only department that's actually looking out to help the citizens of Cook County and streamlining tax refunds and helping all of our listeners out and all the other residents of Cook County. Thank you for what you do and being.
Dave, I'll call you next week.
You got it.
I'll give you the senior citizen figures and tell the next guy that's coming on. And CookCountyTreasurer.com, there's a disabled exemption section,
okay,
which tells you how to get to disabled exemptions, how to apply for a veteran's disabled exemption, and how to apply for a veteran's exemption. That's all on the site under exemptions, cookcountytreasurer.com.
All right. Love you. Maria, you're awesome. You enjoy your day, the rest of your day.
Say hi to Cochran.
Well, I will. He's on another station.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Maria. That's Maria. Okay. That was Maria Pappas, the Cook County Treasurer. She's phenomenal. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Don Liebsker talking about what's the name of the organization, Donnie?
Legal Advocates for Seniors and People with Disabilities.
LASDP.
LASPD.
LASPD. You knew I was going to mess that up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MicroPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGM.